Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm happy to be back. Thank you for welcoming me back in your loving arms. I hope that we are a relationship that can be long-term. I do pray that there is value in our time together. And so you've noticed that the Holy Spirit and myself have been very strategic to make the most of the minutes that we have with you. And so what I like to do is not necessarily worry about the length of the podcast. I more so focus in on the substance. So if you are able to get a takeaway, then that means God has made a way for you and I to have a breakthrough simultaneously. And that is nothing that I can claim as my own glory. To God be the glory. So if you're a person that may like lengthy podcasts, just know that there will be variables in this podcast because I can't pull anything that from, you know, the spiritual realm that is not there for me. And I don't care to give you anything that will leave, you know, me insufficient in a delivery just so that I can meet, you know, that demand that you may have on me and say, honey, I prefer it this way. So I just encourage us both. Let God use me as God is using you. And then we both will be led by God and it will be less of you that I'm trying to appeal to. And it will be less of me that I am seeking to be glorified on this podcast. I want both of us to be in a surrender posture because I'm only here to give God the glory. So God is the only glory seat that I sit before, not before your opinions, not before your ask. I only pour out lessons learned through the week, things from my vantage point that I process that between the Holy Spirit and I, and I'm like, this right here is good content because the way that you have allowed me to break down the context of the wisdom bestowed upon me, I would like to share snippets of that knowledge and understanding so that I can help a brother or a sister out on their journey and their process. So please understand that when I pull up on this podcast, it's not for entertainment purposes. It's for growth purposes, for a growth mindset, and for faith strengthening. It's faith conditioning. So when we're here, we're actually having a workout, maybe not a physical workout, but a spiritual workout where God is stretching and strengthening us at the same time, because God is such a God that he can do that. So on today's podcast, you may like these topics. You know, I'm very entertained by the topics that's coming forth. And I hope that you also are finding your life lived out through these topics and being able to see maybe something discussed that you can, you know, bring up in your relationships. And it's just practical things that you can use as conversational pieces to help you converse with another person, to help remove any shyness, any ego, or any pride when you're standing around powerful and agreeable spirits. So today we're going to talk about what makes authenticity attractive. I have to give credit to a very special person that helped me come up with this topic by basically combing through a conversation that we had together. And I was like, if you could frame our conversation, what would that topic be? And that person sit in silence for a few moments and highlighted that one of the things I talked about and emphasized was authenticity and how I am attracted to authenticity, because anything that's authentic, it speaks to my five senses and it gets me to a point to where I can't do nothing but yield to that person that is mirroring back to me God's image. So when I'm in someone's presence, hardly ever am I caught off guard, because a lot of people are being who they think that we want them to be versus being who they are created to be. And created beings, being exactly who they were created to be, they give off this creative light. And that radiance stops me in my tracks because I'm seeing God's image be mirrored back to another God image. And that right there is an authentic image. And what that image is really is originality. I am able to take in more of God's imagination, signs, and wonders by seeing his creative flows and processes live out through this person. Now, when someone is an image bearer and they're carrying God's image the right way, it lures you in. You want more. They're mystique. They're mysterious. And you can't really pinpoint one thing about them that's desirable. And this thing that I'm saying, I'm not talking about you lust that person, but you desire the light. You desire the genuineness. Because that agreeable spirit and that reasonable mind, you step back and like, okay, what is it about that person that keeps popping up in my eyesight, in my hearing, you know, in my speech, in my touch, in my taste? When God comes into a space and crowds that space, there is no room for darkness. And that's what makes authenticity attractive. When an authentic person comes into the room, they shift the atmosphere. And when they're shifting the atmosphere, you're pivoting to put your eyes on the light. Now, I'm not telling you that this person is a seductress. I'm telling you that this person is highly functioning. They're functioning in hope, love, peace, and they are in this harmony with God. They are harmonized with the melodies of heaven. And when they're before you, it's almost as if angels are playing the violin in front of you, because your body is at a state of rest. Now, to come in contact with that, sometimes you can be arrested with insecurities. But see, that person that's authentic, they will arrest those thoughts and hold them captive. Why? Because everything that's beneath God thinking is stinking thinking, and that rotten thinking falls flat on the ground because you can't even bring insecurities to an authentic person and think that you are going to affect their aroma. So this person that I speak of is a person that's one in a million. The Bible speaks of this person and these group of people as many are called, but few are chosen. There are only a few people that will hide themselves in God's presence to, you know, call forth their kingdom identity. And the Bible also says the laborers are few. So few are chosen and the laborers are few. Those that are laboring are the chosen ones, because they understand what it costs to be light. They understand how important that originality is. Because if you are saying that you are a Christian and you enter a room and the room is not still, that's because you don't have stillness inside of yourself, and that's the Holy Spirit. Right? Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you are quiet because you are submissive. And in that submission, the thing that's loud inside of you is God's wisdom. God's Spirit is flowing out God's wisdom. So the people that are standing in that space, in that room, they are filled with the Holy Ghost power. So even the non-believer begins believing on God's image, all because there is a person that is a Christ follower. And see, when you're intentional with allowing God to order your steps, what I'm saying to you, you understand. You can have an off day. You can feel like you were at your lowest that day. Walk into a game, walk into a space, and people are stopping you to speak, wanting to share a hug or embrace. All it's because of that God's glory being glorified in you. Now, if you are that authentic, attractive person, you know how to wear it well. Because your well-being is not rested in just being light. You also are salt on the earth. So you understand that you have to be seasoned, and what you have to be seasoned in is that word of God. Because the more that you know God, more of your God, the more that you can reflect who God is, and you can share the love of God with people, and you can introduce them to the length, the width, the height, and the depth of God's love. So I'm not talking about shallow attractiveness, where in the world we feast our eyes on desiring lustful things. And that may be the shapely parts of a woman, or the physical fit parts of a man, or a man having a beard or a nice trim or haircut. You have to understand that when I was describing this authentic, attractive person, not once did I ever speak on features. Because the featuring star is Jesus. And listen, right now, people argue what Jesus looks like. It doesn't matter. There's millions of people following Christ no matter what he looks like. Never, ever have I sat and wrestled in my spirit. I'm like, what color skin did Jesus have? That's the least thing. That's the least likely thing I need to know, when I've never met a character like Jesus. I've never met a surrendered person like Jesus. I've never met someone so self-aware like Jesus. So the color of the skin doesn't matter as much as the content of the character. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm here. It's because I've been around people that has that are character bankrupt. And so these people that I'm speaking to and referring to, they stand on the light side of things. And as they're standing on the light side, they're standing on the right side, they're standing on the just side. And so they learn how to admire and love on that gap. They learn how to love on that stutter, as Moses had to do. They learn how to love on being a captive, being a slave. Why? Because they're on the right side of justice being served. Come on, y'all. Think up higher. Listen to what I'm telling you. Kingdom thinking is a complete different level of thinking. So when I talk about authenticity is attractive, that means that when God doesn't mention physical attributes in the body, God never talks about the sway of a woman's hips. That makes a woman to be a queen. No. We have to let go of that shallowness and go in and come into agreement with that word of God and see how God measures a man. And it's by the man's heart. It's by that man's thoughts. How do you think of your Lord and Savior? Are you able to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, with your full strength? Have you ever denied yourself the right to be attracted to what the world is attracted to? When you do that, you are able to see how attractive God truly is. God is the love of my life because I've never had someone speak to my senses in a way that keeps me intrigued. I'm normally easily bored with things. And so I can move on to something else until that thing sparks my interest. But I've never grown tired getting to know God. Because there is a depth to God that I don't have the bandwidth yet to explain how I'm not falling in love with God. I'm standing in love with God. I'm strengthening in love with God. I'm stabilized in love with God. I am in formation in love with God. I've never had anything ever to come in my life and capitalize on my eyesight, in my earsight, and on my taste. So, and on my smell, and on my touch. Like, I can feel God right now in this space, in this room. All because I am being so authentic that I am only reflecting the sounds of God. I taste God on my tongue. So what I'm saying to you is, let me kick it like this. The person I speak of, I want all arrogance, all ego, all pride to fall flat. I'm speaking of me being this person. Now, I know that sounds like a mighty flex. It is kind of a nice spiritual flex. But I'm not flexing on you because guess what? I meet other image bearers whose light is as equally blinding as my own. And when I come in contact with a son and daughter reflecting back God's image, I could twirl 20 times in a row. It makes me feel like I want to do jumping jacks, push-ups, all this. My adrenaline is rushing because it feels like I'm standing in heaven. So that means God has brought heaven on earth. And I didn't know that was possible outside of my becoming, because hardly ever do I see other kingdom women and men becoming their highest version of themselves. But boy, oh boy, when you come in contact with light, you are smitten. You are driven back to a point of being on your knees and thanking God for the opportunity of introducing you to someone so beautiful that you want to kiss them on the lips, on the forehead, to say thank you. That you want to wash their feet because their scent is so sweet. Because how good is it to touch the hand of God? Come on, somebody. Have you ever heard the voice of God in your ears? Every time you tune in and you tap into this podcast, you're hearing the sound of God. You're able to hear the tone of God. You're at rest. Why? Because I rest in genuineness. I don't know how to be anything else but who I am. And who I am who I am, because the I am that I am created me. Oh my goodness. My God, listen, I gotta pat myself on the back because I am doing my due diligence with the help of the Holy Spirit to bring you into a form of intimacy. See, true intimacy is drawing you closer, breaking down walls, saying to demons and legions, you can't live here. You must flee. See, that's the real flex. See, the thing about the kingdom of God is that the kingdom of God is always hiring and never firing people. So if you don't have a job, our Father is hiring and always thoroughly equipping people. As long as you're willing to be taught, corrected, and rebuked and trained, I promise you there is a job opportunity for you. And when you get to that space and that space of time, you will rule and reign. And people will remember your name, not for fame, but for God's gain. Why? Because you are an image bearer reflecting God's image because you are a Christ follower. So there's a song says, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. So on this podcast, I share a lot of the things I'm going through. And, you know, when I wake up and when I get these like splashes of encouragement and I'm flowing with new energy, I'm flowing with milk and honey. And I'm like, man, prayer changes things. I woke up with a lot more pep in my step. And you know why I'm able to do this? Because I'm reflective with God in my prayer time. And I'm like, God, I don't fully understand what you have done, but you have transformed me from the inside out. I have never seen any adult be received as I am received. The world is a magnet. Who you are, you attract to you. So if you are depressed, you attract depressed people. If you have a broke mindset, you attract broke people to you. Those with a poverty mindset. And so I see my life attracting high functioning, high value, high performing people that are highly sought after. I get to sit around these people. Why do you think? Because that's how I see myself. That's how I present myself. That's how I relate to self. So when people are coming to me, hugging on me, you know, loving on me, desiring me, adoring me, it's because authenticity is attractive. Now there's these attractive qualities that people can have. And then there is, in the spiritual realm, there are unforgettable qualities. The words that an authentic kingdom person, when they speak those words, they're unforgettable. You memorize their walk, the way they stand. You remember that. You will remember the touch. Guys, you will remember the hug. Because that embrace is God's embrace. You will never want to escape an authentic person. Why? Because you are safe. They are a safety zone. There is no jealousy. There is no envy. There is no malice. Because why would an image bearer look at you and want to be who you are when they are who they are? I am the one and only queen, lady, honey. No one can do this woman better than I am. No one can beat me at being a doer of showing up for my woman again and again. No one can beat me at ownership and accountability. No one can beat me at self-reflection. Because I am so tapped in with my emotions that when I come around other authentic people, I know that I am called to be the light on the hill. So I bring my light to the other light so that we can stand as a masterpiece. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So that means I don't have to cheat any son or daughter out of an opportunity, because I know that an opportunity was created for me to stand in that space with that person. So I open my wings as that other son or daughter is standing next to me so they can undress in front of me if they need to speak with me in privacy. And then I'll let down my wings as they are being hidden in God. See, this is how it works when we are genuine with our speech, with our eyes, with our ears, with our mouth, and with our hands. You can only be what's written on your heart. That's why when I was telling you in the podcast, when I meet these awesome people. My goodness, I am grateful to meet some good people. I don't come to them like I'm the best woman they've ever met. I come to them bringing them my real woman. And I allow them to meet Queen Lady Honey for the first time. And my first impression is my first impression. I don't go behind the first impression and try to scribble a different image. I am who I am. Even if I got it wrong, I am who I am. I'll go back and be authentic. I'll go back and be accountable. I'll go back and put integrity on that moment, because that's who I am from the core of my woman, from the spirit woman. I am a gentle woman. And so I'm just asking you simply and respectfully, don't fan out over anyone in this world. Become the person that you should be supporting, and that's the person on the inside of you, your true identity. Because when you come around, I'm not doing anything to make people act like that. I don't have these wicked powers where I stand in a room and I make people be attracted to me. I don't do stuff like that. I don't have time to even think like that, right? But I have a father that gives me favor with God and with man. So I have people that may not feel comfortable telling you what they have going on, but they trust Honey because they know that I don't have any reason to revoice what they said to me in private. Why? Because I'm going to need to confide in someone one day, and I do confide in people, and I want to make sure that I'm reaping what I'm sowing, and that's confidentiality. Right? So what I'm reaping from people is not by a coincidence. It's by what the word of God says. It will be so that whatever I put my faith on and whatever I have my hope in, that there will be a return on that investment. So I just make sure I have good seed in the ground. And so I'm going to let you know that if you're standing on the light side, on the right side, on the just side, understand that the unjustly are watching that cost it takes to become who you are. And they may try to do everything they can to wear you out. But you have to understand that you are untouchable, because you have an agreeable spirit to be taught, to be corrected, to be rebuked and trained into a higher version of yourself. Don't miss out on your elevation because your person is not ready for that participation. I shall become who my father sees, and who my father sees is the woman that I present before you. This is true indeed. It brings me great honor to put respect back on, you know, the lives of women. And I hope that I am showing women in the best light. Because, man, it's only by God's power and might that I have captivated your attention for this amount of time. Because I know we have short attention span. Listen, I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey. I want to give honor where honor is due to the Holy Spirit that holds me up when fear tries to fill me up. But we cast out fear together, doubt and worry. And so I want to really shed light on the real champion inside of me. The greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's the Holy Spirit. If you don't get anything else, get you some Holy Spirit so that you can be your authentic self. And in closing, I like to freestyle to love on my one and only God, the Father. Father of lights, you've spoken to darkness and everything changed. So I would like you to do the same with my voice. May I never have to rehearse what you have already written in your verses that says that my eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered in this heart, my heart, the Queen's heart, what you have for me. If I can voice that vision, then I can move with precision for you. Because I love standing in love. Father, I hope that my sister and brother has the chance to see you like I see you. Sometimes I have to close my eyes just so I can embrace your light that I see. But I still fight to open my eyes because I'll go blind for you. Because I'm so attracted to the blinding power that you expose to my spiritual eye. God, I will slow down to hear you just so I can share the sound of your voice to the voiceless that are trapped in bondage, that willingly put themselves in coffins. Because I know that when my voice makes a sound, I share your heart for us all. Listen, I am God's Queen, Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.